Africa. On Everyday Living Affairs, from the African perspective. Ujivo, na Radio Student.
Je m'ajoute. Good morning, Slovenia. We are back live on Radio Student with our program called 2 Year Africa, a program when we talk about the affairs and perspective about Africa living in this world. And today, we are, you know, my name is Ross George, and alongside we are having
Fred Oduma.
And then we have got two guests in the house, which is Gloria.
Gloria McNooney.
You're welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Don't forget you're listening to Radio Student 89.3 megahertz. This is 2 Year Africa. The 2 Year Africa crew is back. We are going to get from the African postman what he has for us today. Basically, the postman has top headlines from Africa, and we will be giving you this top headlines.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Headlines from the African Postman. First of all, we start with Nigeria. It's a decision day in Edo State, where the governorship election is taking place, and who wins will become the new governor of Edo State. That's a key state in Nigeria. Moving forward, we're going to South Sudan. Juba hopes to deal with Khartoum. We all know about the crisis between South Sudan, the newly created South Sudan, and the old Sudan. They are hoping to make a deal to stop the war and solve their problems so that life could return to normal. Congo Kinshasa. Hague issues new arrest warrant. Moving to Ethiopia, the African Postman says five others sentenced on terror charges. Swaziland. Police has been given order to shoot and kill to protesters. Mali. Masked gunmen attacked publishers.
You tender, you give me so much laughter. You like
Welcome back on 89.3 megahertz Radio Student 2-year Africa show. We are now on our main topic. Today we'll be talking about natural resources of Africa. And before we go to that, we have our guest.
Hello, everybody.
She will be giving us human resources in Africa.
Yes.
And it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Okay, please, can you tell us what you have for us today?
Yes. So I'm very happy to be here with all of you. And my topic is how to build human resources and the capacities in human resources. First of all, I'm a representant of the Baha'i international community, which is all over the world, in all the 168 countries of the world. And what the Baha'is are doing, also especially in Africa, is to empower the people to be aware that they have an immense potential inside. And that they don't have to wait for the governments, for foreign countries to take out of this potential, but that they are the real treasures of their nations. So now I'm gonna quote one beautiful sentence of the Baha'i writings that inspires the 7 million people all around the world that are working for universal peace and fellowship. And this quote will be: "Consider man a mine rich in gems of inestimable value. Education can alone take out this treasures and allow humanity to gain advantage from it." And now I will also ask my friend to read this beautiful sentence in Slovene.
Glej na človeka kot na rudnik bogat z drgulji, nepredsednive vrednosti. Vzgoja lahko sama povzroči, da razkrije svoje drgulje in omogoči človeštvu, da ima od tega korist. To je bilo pač v slovenščini.
Thank you for reading this quote. And this is what really inspires millions of people, also in Africa, especially in the areas of Kenya and Zambia, to work to take out this potential that is in the people. And how does it do this? Especially to empower the youth, who we know it's said that youth are the future of the world. But actually, what has been found out is that youth are also the present of the world. And that's how the Baha'i international community has developed a material which has been used by all the youth in the world. And especially the first of these materials is a book which is placed in Africa, in Zambia. And it's a beautiful story where every youth can identify with the main characters of this story. And especially it's about two girls. One is called Muzonda and one is called Rose. They live in a little village in Africa and they have to struggle with their daily life. And so that's how youth from all over the world understand what the main, what the real problems are in life, that you have to struggle with not having enough money to finance your education, for example, or not knowing what you're gonna be when you grow up. But what it shows also is that these two girls have an incredible courage, because they use all their willpower to really solve these problems. And they don't do it by finding money or resources. They try to use the resources that they have inside. So it's the willingness to serve others, to help others. And so, for example, Muzonda, she's 13 years old and she has the wish to be a teacher when she grows up. And guess what she teaches us? She teaches that you don't have to wait till you're grown up, you have finished your master's degree to become a teacher. She just starts in her community, in her village, and she looks for the children that are there, and she starts teaching them about qualities, about values, about principles. And, okay, so just to finish, this is the story of these two girls who at the end live a normal life, but they accomplish something great, which is to take out these beautiful jewels that everyone has inside, such as love, justice, and the willingness to help others.
Thank you. This is great. This is great. Looking at your at this pamphlet that I have, Community Betterment Through Social Action, you have a quote here that saying, "The betterment of the world can be accomplished through pure and goodly deeds, through commendable and seemly conduct." If I could just ask you a question from what I have in my hand.
Yes, sure.
What is the purpose of this presentation, and how can you best describe what you're doing?
Yes, so the purpose of all this program is to build communities. We know that Africa is a great example because African people, they go out of their house, they meet their neighbor and they greet each other with smiling faces. This is something that we all have to learn, no matter where we are in the world, if in New York City, in Ljubljana, or in a little African village. So whoever wants to get a taste of this is more than welcome to participate in our youth program, which will take place here in Ljubljana, in Šiška, at the Sonček Center, which my friend is gonna give the address. So you can come anytime. It will take place 5 days from the 16th to the 21st of July at the Sonček Center in Šiška.
So. Yeah. Vsi ste vabljeni pač v ta program za mlajšo mladino v organizaciji skupnosti Bahai Slovenije. Program bo potekal v Ljubljani, ter komandanta Staneta 5 v centru Sonček od 16. do 20. julija, vsak dan od 12:30 do 13:30 oziroma od 3 do 7. Se pravi, ljudno vabljeni.
Thank you. You are all invited to join this program and to learn more and more. Now you're going to listen to a very nice music, and after that we'll hit the button to the natural resources of Africa.
I put you in the front seat of my Lexus. We'll be chilling with my friends in my Benz. I'ma make you feel right when I hold you tight. Make I rock you rock to the middle of the night. Woody do do, I'll take you where you wanna. Woody do do, my soul any bolo. Woody do do, I'll take you where you wanna. Woody do, my soul any bolo. See this young girl, me like the way she dey move. She dey move.
See this young girl, yeah. Me like the way she dey move. temper, hide your temper. Make you cool your temper, cool your temper, cool your temper. I get hush your temper, hush your temper. Ay, ay, ay. Bonita, bonita, bonita. Baby, make you cool your temper. Bonita, bonita. Cool your temper, cool your temper. Bonita, bonita, bonita. Make you cool your temper. Bonita, bonita. Ay, 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 ay.
Just scream my name, oh nana. The girl he call my name, oh nana. Just scream my name, oh nana. The girl he call my name.
She like me on the lead. When I freestyle on me, she the weak. Say no other bag I can fit in a dip. So that's why the girl them call me the king. Come,
that's why she love my song. And she wanna wind up on it all night long. So this is she hold me, she squeeze me, she tell me, say she want me, boy. She hold me, she squeeze me, she tell me, say she love me so. And to the left and the right, she dey move her body on a King Kong, my King Kong. Her body on a King Kong, my King Kong. I swear to you, she's sweet, none can resist. No rude boy can ever stand a hit. I'm the only man that can make her scream. Scream. When I do shot, she said something like this. Tineke bia bia, oh, oh you're my bia bia. Casey, take it to the right. Casey, take it to the left. She hold me, she squeeze me, she tell me, say she want me, boy. She hold me, she squeeze me, she tell me, say she love me, son. And to the left and the right, she dey move her body on a King Kong, my King Kong. Her body on a King Kong, my King Kong.
Oh, nana, just scream my name, oh, nana. The girl, he call my name, oh, nana. Just scream my name, oh, nana. The girl, he call my name.
You're the king of the jungle. Anything you do, nobody can do. Oh my God, you're the best one to handle. Raise up a skirt and give me all the title.
Hope I can tell you look so beautiful. Your bum shot, they ride me like a bicycle. Harry Song, I can see your pun, your aim I see. When I touch her, she say something like this.
Tineke bia bia, oh, oh you're my bia bia.
Casey, take it to the right. Casey, take it to the left. So she say,
she hold me, she squeeze me, she tell me, say she want me, boy. She hold me, she squeeze me, she tell me, say she love me, son. And to the left and the right, she dey move her body on the King Kong, my King Kong. Her body on the King Kong.
Megahertz, Radio Student, 2 Year Africa. You're welcome back. Our main topic today is based on the natural resources of Africa. Don't forget that this show is a show of Africans from their perspective. And please continue to listen to us. We are going to give you some great facts and details and what is going on regarding the natural resources of Africa. First of all, I would say that Africa, this continent, is blessed and endowed with vast amount of natural resources. These resources include oil, diamond, gold, cobalt, uranium, copper, bauxite, silver. Come on, you just name it. There are too many things, man. And also, Africa has lots of wood. You know, the wood you have your table is wood, made of wood. Whatever you look around is made of wood. So Africa has plenty of this. And then the tropical fruits. Man, you can't imagine this. I miss the mango. I miss the real African bananas. Plantain, just name it. Well, there are so many other natural resources yet to be discovered or barely harnessed. There are so many resources in Africa which are untapped, which nobody has ever touched or even discovered. But the point is that because of this large quantity of rare raw materials, the continent of Africa its government and its people have come under heavy pressure and tension, which have brought communal conflict, wars, poverty, and slow Africa's development. Well, some people might ask why, and the fact is that Africa has been so long colonized by more dynamic groups exploring its natural resources, exploring its human resources, exploring whatever that's under the continent of Africa. As we all know, most of these resources, either in value or money, goes back to these dynamic groups, thereby causing corruption, poverty, wars, communal wars, hatred among people, destroying families, and so on and so forth. But we will leave this for the African government and the international community to deal with that. It's not our problem. Today we are talking about the resources of Africa. How rich is Africa in resource? So when we come back, we are going to discuss more in details. Welcome back to Tuya Africa, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. We are back on our main topic, which is natural resources of Africa. Now we are going to talk about the African oil. There are plenty of those. Well, five countries in Africa are main oil producers. They are, if I could name them, they are Nigeria, Libya, Algeria, Egypt, and Angola. Together, they account for 85% of Africa's oil production. Well, these five countries are not only the oil producers in Africa. There are other producing countries like Gabon, Congo, Cameroon, Tunisia, Equatorial Guinea, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Ivory Coast. While countries like Chad, Sudan, Namibia, South Africa, and Madagascar are first-time producers and are increasing their output. So let's not forget also that countries like Ghana, Liberia, Mozambique, and Tanzania are potential oil producers in the future. Well, oil, is it a blessing or is it a curse? That's what the question most people ask. But Africa has got plenty of those. And we hope that these resources, this black gold, will actually transform the state of Africa and give its people what they need to survive.
Chacun pour soi, monde arabe pour tous. Atanza Bessani Sanga, hein? Le gouverneur de Yokusu, qui Salomé Banda. Laura Makengo, Irene Mbiano, Mustafa, Mulanda, Mustafa, 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 Cole Yaya, à Vincent de Paul qui coule, la grande duché. Benga Kaye, Kuluka, professeur Polo Santa, Willem Masele, Motoko Botekol.
All right, we are back to our program, Tuye Africa. I always like to remind our listeners all the time what we are going through and what we went through. Just quickly, in short, you know, last time when we have this show, we're talking about facts of Africa. That was very, very good topic. Was very, very nice. As we know, that was very thing, good thing. Now we are continuing with this natural resources of Africa. So, you see, good facts of Africa, and today we're on the natural resources of Africa. As we all know, we heard from Freddie. He explained a lot how good it is, Africa, how much natural resources of Africa we do have. But at the same time, I'm a person always having questions and questions and questions, Freddie, in a way that, you know, many resources are coming from Africa, you know, and then imagine Sudan, Nigeria, you know, are the countries which is like can supply, you know, resources of Africa, only in Africa. And then at the same time, people, they don't really, really consider that Africa is its own resources. I mean, we look again, as we said, Mozambique, and these are the countries which are bringing up enough oil, which is in Africa, with very, very good resources of Africa. Right, the question, how do Africans should use their resources, Fred? If as an African they have such a good resources, why African they can't use their resources the way it's supposed to be? As Fex says last time, you know. I love this program, man. So
thank you. You have given me a very tough question. I am not a politician.
No, it's not, yeah.
A government official, but I will try to answer it. This is a show on African perspective. I will try to answer your question based on my own perspective, what I think. Africa is blessed with or endowed with a vast amount of natural resources. Right. This is no doubt. And people of the world knows that most of the rare raw materials that are in the world today and that are being used in manufacturing anything you can think of, from electronics to your cars to your woods to your whatever, is found in Africa. Well, why Africans are not using this, making use of these resources, it's a good question. It's a difficult one. It depends on who you ask. My answer to that will be, well, the Africans, we say that we have been colonized for such a long time, and these resources are going back to these foreign countries in value and the money. But the fact of the matter is, what are our governments doing to contain these resources, to make this the profit of these resources change the lives of Africans or every normal Africans? Well, okay. I think they are doing their best, but their best is not enough to change. We have seen, you have the Britain, you have the UK, the United States, you have the France, you have the Belgium, you have the, now we see Chinese coming.
Okay, so, as you're saying about Chinese, so I got a question to the listeners outside there. Chinese wants 40% of Sudan oil producing. So imagine if you are having these resources in your country, someone wants 40% of your resources, how will you feel? I leave this question to the listeners and think about it and let us know as soon as possible. Okay, we carry on. It's not only oil we have in Africa. We have maize, wood, diamonds. All these are the resources of Africa. We're still going to leave the questions as well to you listeners, you know. What do you think about?
the ghost, you really were the day.
That's why I go to Santa, Barica, the Santa, I'm working with the Suya, never know we laga, go to the over, so we spoil the hammer.
Pop something from my head, yo. Yeah.
Africa, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective, Sam on a radio student, 89.3 megahertz. We are running out of time, but we still have our main, we are still on our main topic. Unfortunately, we are not able to continue because of time, but please, all our listeners, we promise you in the next show, you will be listening to this topic again. Now, to finish this topic on natural resources of Africa, George, what do you have to say?
No, actually, I don't have much to say. You know, there's a lot of stuff to talk about these things, so I'll just leave the rest to continue next time and to get more answers and the right way of African resources, how they should be used.
Okay. Thank you, our listeners. We're almost getting to the end of the show. Our time is running out. We ask you to write to us. We expect to get your comments and what you think. Also, if you need us to play a special music for you, send us an email with the name of your music and the artist at 2-Year Africa AFNA Radio Student PKC. Don't forget that, 2-Year Africa, AFNA, Radio Student, PKC. Well, we always have a show, not a show, a story or a joke to end our show. This is about marriage rules and regulations. A young man, matured man, married a typical good-looking lady, and after the wedding he laid down the following rules. The macho man said, I will be home when I want, if I want, and at what time I want, and I don't expect any hassles from you. I expect a great dinner to be on the table unless I tell you that I won't be home for dinner. I will go hunting, fishing, boozing. For those of you who doesn't know what boozing means, it means drinking. And card playing, when I want with my old buddies, and don't you give me a hard time about it. Those are my rules. Any comments? Well, the young, typical, good-looking lady said, no, fine with me. Just understand that there will be sex here at 7 o'clock every night, whether you're here or not. That's a good one. Well, all guys who got married, please, 7 o'clock, try to be home so that you can enjoy with your family. That's it for us today. And we hope to catch you up in the next show. We all say bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tuya Africa. On Everyday Living Affairs, from the African perspective. Ujivo, na Radio Student.
Oddajo Tuja Afrika podpirata Urad za komuniciranje in Javni sklad za kulturno dejavnost.